You're as cold as ice. be all glory.
Yeah.
Dominion and power. Amen.
Come on. He paid the price. Oh, yes, he paid it. Jesus the Christ. Lord and the Savior said, let there be light.
Yeah.
He spoke it, then made it. He wrapped himself in it, then walked on the pavement. I'm saved by his grace. Thank God I made it into the gate. The kingdom of heaven, I do what it takes.
Yeah.
I fall down, I reverence, I fall on my face just to be in this presence. Before I was saved,
I was in darkness,
covered in chains.
I thought with a lot, yeah.
Listen for change,
which wasn't the option.
With yoke to the game,
like a yoke on the oxen.
But that's when love came.
He showed me the doctrine.
The ransom he paid,
I was bought like an oxen.
He canceled my pain,
he entered my heart.
But that's when I changed. Christ, this is my lifestyle, not a party at night. But nowadays we make the church a loud light of my life. But it's gonna burn if it's not abiding in Christ. Being filled with the Spirit makes it easy to fight these demons that's creeping in the heat of the night. Deceiving the elect as an angel of the light. So I'm hoping that you're praying at night. And no more gambling in my paradise back when I was whipping the dice. One touch from his blood, no more living in strife. Holy Spirit like a freight train delivered my life. I had a heart that was cold as ice. I'm from the city that was bred to fight. One wrong move, you can lose your head tonight. But Christ came overnight, then he stole my life. Now I'm convinced
there's no one like my God. There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God.
He's the ruler. He's the king of the heavenly. He's Elohim. You ain't gotta check his pedigree. I've been redeemed since the Holy Spirit fell on me. I've been clean from my sins and my felonies. I was a fool. I brought shame to my legacy.
The rude and rebellious king.
Estranged from my destiny. I brought my parents pain. That's a stain that would never leave in the fast lane. Like my name was Bill Bellamy.
Well, that's
a sin that I repented. But Jesus came to my life. Now I'm living.
I'm living.
I'm grateful.
He's righteous.
He turned on
the light switch.
The light to my path and my vision.
My vision.
His mercy and grace is sufficient. Enter his court and his gates with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Everything will be added. Just turn to the master and seek first that kingdom of heaven.
There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God.
Yeah. In the name of Jesus, there's power. Thine is the kingdom and power. Within my weakness, he is power.
Yeah.
He is mighty, my strong tower. See, life is short, but death is sure. Sin is the cause, but Christ is the cure.
The
I
cure.
Push for a purpose, push for a cure.
Come
know
on.
What your worth is, wait on the
wait
Lord.
On
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, there's power.
There's power.
Thine is the kingdom and power.
And power.
Within my weakness, he is power.
Is
he
power.
Is mighty, my strong tower. In the name of Jesus, there's power.
There's power.
God bless the meek at this hour.
Hour.
And within their weakness, they flawed the features, still reign supreme as we shout.
There's no one like my God.
Yeah. There's no one like my God.
Uh-huh.
There's no one like my God.
Nobody, nobody. Let's go.
There's no one like my God.
Yeah.
Woo. There's no one like
Is that all right? Listen, can I have some church for just about 5 minutes in here? Can I have some church for 5 minutes? If I could have some church, I'd say, Frank Bishop! Just in case there's a few dignified folk in the building today, we come by and we thank you and we bless you too. But sometimes when I think about the goodness that God has done for me, God Almighty in this place, I can't help but give God some praise in him. Anybody feel like me that know that God is good? Let me hear you say it. Oh, I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling good now. Listen, I got one more question. Anybody here that just been through pure hell and you know that God has brought you out? If that's you, let me hear you say, praise God! Thank you.
Tells me spirit from above, baptized by his fire, anointed with his love. He loves me. His love made me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me. He loves me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Praise God. Amen. We get to say, I'll do that, but I won't do that. But if you have sin in your life, you open up the door to do anything. Praise God. Amen. So we have to be careful, ever so careful, to make sure that we remember who God is. Praise God. Amen. And it reads, amen, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, praise God, amen. That means we belong to him, amen. Hallelujah, amen. This world belongs to him, praise God. When we look at what people are doing, and we say that people just do what they want to do. But you have to understand they belong to God too, amen, hallelujah. And everything that they're doing, God knows about it, hallelujah. Because sometimes even us looking at, the word of God says, when I looked on the wealth of the wicked, amen, my foot almost slipped, glory to God, hallelujah. And some of us are right there, we're about to slip, glory to God, hallelujah. Because we see that the world is being blessed, we see that people are getting things, amen, and acquiring things, and we're in a struggle. But God said, wait a minute, hallelujah, all of that belongs to me, glory to God, hallelujah. And we're going to learn, amen, this afternoon, praise God, to stop looking at what everybody else is doing, amen, and make sure we on our job of what we're supposed to do, amen? Hallelujah. That's why some of us can't get breakthroughs, praise God, and go to the next level in Jesus Christ, because we got our eyes on everybody else.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, the earth is mine, hallelujah, and they that dwell in it belongs to me, hallelujah. And my Bible says, divine ownership, amen. And you see, God is claiming us, hallelujah. Are we claiming him, hallelujah. He claims us, glory to God. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. How did he find it? How did he found it, amen? He spoke it, amen? When God speaks a thing, praise God, it's claiming, hallelujah. We used to say it a long time ago, name it and claim it. But that's what God did, praise God. He named it and claimed it, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. And as we walk and know that we have dominion, because he gave us dominion, amen, we got to walk, name it, and claim it, amen, hallelujah. We got to begin to claim our salvation, walk in our salvation, walk proud in our salvation, glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, life comes against us, beat us all up, praise God, but I promise you, in the middle of that fight, if you keep on naming and claiming, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God, for he has founded the seas. He wants us to know just how powerful he is, praise God, amen. If we can get into our scripture and find out just how powerful he is, when a storm gets raging in our life, we will stop whining so much. We'll stop crying so much, praise God. We'll stop calling folks so much, praise God, when we realize his power. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. How powerful is he? Glory to God. He established this thing, praise God. Listen, just think about it. We take a moment, just the simplest thing, praise God. How did he form the ocean? How did he put it there? You know, I tell people I get so mesmerized by how he said that he set the heavens between the firmament. He separated the firmament from the body of water. Amen. They in the sky. He separated a body of water in the sky and then put the heavens in the middle of it. Come on. So when the rain falls, they got to pass through heaven just to, oh Lord, have mercy, Jesus. He's just that powerful. He did what he wanted to do.
Amen.
Glory to God. And this is who we serve. This is the one that said, you belong to me. This is the one that said, I'm going to give you dominion. I'm going to make you in my image, praise God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? Who? Will it be you? Glory to God. Sometimes when you hear this type of scripture, praise God, he's giving you an option. He's saying who? Glory to God. When you read that, you say, I can access that, glory to God. I can access this dominion, glory to God. I can access this creator that made all things, praise God.
Yes.
See, some of us get so defeated with stuff, praise God. And we forget about the access that we have. I used to tell people all the time, access granted.
Amen.
When you come to Christ, access granted.
Amen.
We get to asking God for stuff we already have access for. We praying and falling out all on the floor and all this, but you don't understand that the blood of Jesus said, access granted.
Yes.
Lord, I've just been designing this for years. He said, what you been designing? Access granted. My son's blood is all over you. Death is passed over you. Come on. Access granted. Ooh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall come before me and ask me for something? Who shall come before me and believe me for miracles and blessings? Who shall come before me and believe that I will heal their body so I can get the glory? Who shall come before me, hallelujah, and say, oh Lord, have mercy? Who will it be? Somebody ought to say right here. I'm going to do it, hallelujah. Oh Lord, have mercy. You ever been in a situation where you wait for them to say you can, you the one that got it? See, a lot of people play the lottery and will never win.
Right.
But let me tell you something, amen. You can get in there with God and he'll say, access granted.
Uh-huh.
You're like, Lord, but I'm not worthy. He say, my grace is sufficient concerning you. Access granted. Lord, I've been to prison. I got drug cases and I got all this. And you go apply for a job and God say, access granted. Folks say, I can't get this appointment because I got this too much on my credit. And you're looking at me and say, I see the blood of Jesus on me. I'm going to go apply for it. And they'll say, what? Access granted.
That's right.
Hallelujah. See, we got to learn that it ain't about, he said, I own everything.
Yeah.
It ain't about what man going to say to you.
Uh-huh.
Man can't stop nothing, glory to God. It's some folk that get frustrated because they got to tell you yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You'll see that thing later. It's some folk that can't stand you because when you walk in there, they got to tell you, access granted. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who shall stand in the holy place? Are you going to stand in the holy place? Hallelujah. In the secret place? Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, some folks don't understand how powerful it is to stand in the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Right.
That means, praise God, he's going to show you things, praise God, that other folks don't have access to.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He's going to take you around corners and do, come on, hallelujah.
Yes.
He going to cause you to leap over walls. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, through your humility, if you get a little bit low, praise God, I'm going to take you underneath some things. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. If you, oh, Lord, have mercy. If you understand that evil, praise God, it don't flap its wings, glory to God. It just soars. He get a running start. Get a... Jump out the net in the wind, say.
Yes.
Hey.
God say, y'all run. And jump. Hallelujah. Ah, glory of God. Hallelujah. Now watch this. It says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart.
Yes,
amen. Glory to God. It don't matter what your past say, what you know, but what's in your heart right now?
Yes.
What's in your heart right now? How you feeling right now?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. How you feel about God right now?
Yes.
What are you believing in for right now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo. He said, clean hands and a pure heart. See, some of us, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our heart is pure. Amen.
Uh-huh.
We mean well. Praise God. See, the world don't care if you mean well, but God do.
Yeah.
The world don't care what's on the inside of you, but God do. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
We got to get our motives right. We got to get our heart right. We got to stay pure. Amen? Yeah. Who has not, now watch this, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity? You haven't got caught all up in yourself, praise God. Thinking it's about how marvelous you are, praise God. How gifted and talented you are. Come on. He said, wait a minute. It's not about you, glory to God. He said, I own this whole place, glory to God. I own the car that you drive, glory to God. I own the place that you live in, glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. If I didn't speak it, it wouldn't be so, glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. How can we get lifted up in vanity? How can we think that it's about ourselves, glory to God? No, oh, listen, hallelujah. Humility, praise God, is one of the most powerful things that you can walk in, praise God. What hinders you, praise God, is when can't nobody tell you nothing. Why are you talking to me like that? I'm grown. Who do you think you are? You are surely headed for a fall.
Amen.
He said you're vain. Amen. And what's so crazy about vanity? Vanity is a lie. Yes. Vanity makes you feel a certain way about yourself that's not true. The Bible says you will deceive yourself. You are quicker to believe a lie rather than the truth.
Yes.
Come on. Amen. That's that twin. That's that bad twin. That bad twin won't want to be pumped up in themselves, praise God. They want everybody telling them how marvelous they are. How marvelous you are and how wonderful you are. And before you know it, you can't get a prayer through. Well, if I'm so wonderful, why I can't get a breakthrough? Because you operate in vanity, not humility. Amen. Some of us, God want to help us, but we don't even ask God for help because we're so puffed up within ourselves. God said, go live here. We don't want to go live there because we're too good to live there.
Amen.
We don't want to go and drive there because we're too good. God, you're going to have to do something better than that. Oh, Lord. I heard a testimony of a lady yesterday. She was pastor. She was home and telling her husband, and Pastor Moore, the young lady, she had to go live with Pastor Moore. And said that she was going by, her and her husband was riding in an old regular truck they had, and was riding by a dumpster. And the people was over in the dumpster. And she said she was curious. She wanted to know what they was jumping over in the dumpster for.
Yeah.
And she told her husband, take me over so I can see what they, he said, I ain't going by no dumpster. You know, I ain't going to no trash can. So she went and walked there herself. Said when she got over in the dumpster, she noticed that the store was emptying out all its clothes. Come on,
yes.
New clothes,
yes.
And just dumping them over in there, and the people over in there shopping.
That's right.
Come on. So what she did was, she went over in the dumpster.
That's right.
And she went over there with loads of trash bags.
Yes.
Got all of them clothes up out of there. Come on, y'all gonna hit that and see that thing in a minute.
Yeah.
She went over in the trash. Come on, hallelujah. And took all the bags of clothes and made $2,000 in one day.
Yeah.
Came back and got some more. Made thousands more dollars. Come on.
Yeah.
When it got her apartment, come on.
Oh,
when it got, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
But her husband went in over into the trash. See, some of us don't want to go over into a... We don't want to go into a low situation, but you got to come to the knowledge of God that God's going to do whatever he wants to do, and he's going to do it the way he wants to do it, because the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and those that dwell therein.
Amen.
Tell somebody I'm going to get mine. Because that's granted. Ah, hallelujah. She had a pure heart, hallelujah.
Yes.
And she said, I want to see what God has for me, glory to God.
Yes.
I want to see what they're doing.
Mm. Yes.
Now watch this, thus sworn deceitfully. Glory to God, hallelujah. Some of us are deceiving, glory to God. We're lying. We want God to uphold us in our lie. See, listen, God can help us when we tell him the truth.
That's right.
How you going to come to God and say, Lord, I'm so blessed that I ain't hungry, and you know you don't have no food at home. Somebody asks you, do you need something? God sent them to ask you, do you need something? You will need no gas money, and you know you've been riding on E and fumes and crap. That's because you're walking in vanity. You're walking in pride. And you are doing this deceitful thing. And see, the crazy thing about it is we walk around like that all the time. See, deceit and lying and stuff, we think it's just an outright, just, I'm an outright liar. No, sometimes we do that. And we hide behind God just because we don't want to seem pitiful. But do you understand that this is the storehouse, glory to God? God say, oh Lord, have mercy. He said, bring everything into the house of God that there may be meat in my house, glory to God. So that when you are in need of something, glory to God, when you come into the house of God, hallelujah, he's going to meet the need, glory to God. But you got to open your mouth, glory to God, and begin to say, Lord, hallelujah, it's me standing in the need of God. Hallelujah. I'm in the storehouse. Some of us don't recognize where we are. That's why we got a mouth problem, glory to God. We're quick to gossip, but we won't ask God for nothing, glory to God. We, oh Lord, have mercy. We quick to judge folk, glory to God. And put folk out, glory to God. But we won't ask God for nothing. Hallelujah. Woo. He shall receive. Now watch this. Watch this with your pure heart. Watch this. Somebody say, excess granted. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Not from Pookie and your mama and no. He said, you're going to receive your blessings from me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. During the women's conference, praise God, we had an Andean experience.
Yes.
The mother of the church stood up said, she said she was going through. Come on, she was riding, crying in a car.
Yes.
They did something, then the pastor called her and said, what you need?
Yeah.
And he blessed her then. And she said, and then?
And then.
Somebody else called and said, God put you on my heart.
Yeah.
And then? Somebody else called her and said, what you need? And she told him.
Yes.
Amen. Come on. And she kept on going. She kept on saying, amen. 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 People of God, God is passing out that type of experience. He wants you to, oh Lord, have mercy. He wants you to say, I went to the mailbox. Amen. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So he don't just want to bless us, praise God. He's shining us up, praise God. Oh Lord. With that breastplate, you know, when we think about the full arm of God, the breastplate of righteousness, that's the front of you.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. That means walk with your head held high,
yes,
amen,
Lord.
In righteousness,
yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
That anything that comes at you, praise God. Listen, that breastplate covers every vital organ. Come on, you got to see that thing. It covers your heart, glory to God. It covers your lungs, glory to God. It covers all the intestines, glory to God. Every vital organ.
Yes.
Righteousness will protect it, glory to God. So if you got a heart condition, that was pastor here. If you got a heart condition, glory to God, hallelujah, that breastplate of righteousness, praise God, when the fire and dark come at you, will protect you.
Amen.
He said blessings and righteousness. I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then it goes on to say, amen, this is the generation of them that seek him. That seek thy faith, O Jacob, Selah. So let me say it again. Amen?
Amen.
This is the generation. Say, I am the generation,
of them
that seek him. Hallelujah.
Seek him.
And seek his face, glory to God.
Yes.
Do you understand that if they seek his hand, if they seek his face, glory to God.
Yes.
When I break this down for folk, amen, I say, now why would God want you to seek his face? I say, well, let's just break it down like we are in, you know, a toddler. If I'm looking at your face, I see your eyes.
Yeah.
So I wanna see what God sees.
That's right.
Amen. If I'm looking at your face, praise God, amen, I see your nose.
Yes.
That means I want everything I do be to be of a sweet smell and savor to the master. Amen.
Yes.
Come on. When I look at your face, I see your mouth, glory to God. And we all know that the tongue is a ready writer. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Life and death lies in the power of the tongue, glory to God.
Yes.
So I want to speak life. Hallelujah. I want to speak life into every situation, glory to God. Into every relationship, glory to God. Into my finances, hallelujah.
Yes.
You'll catch the rest of that later. The ears are on there. Come on, hallelujah. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to listen. My sheep know my voice and a stranger's voice that will not follow. I want to be so close and in tune with God that when he's speaking that still quiet voice, I know that it's him.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Lift up your heads. Come on, let me encourage you. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Glory to God. Lift up your hands. Look at that scripture. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Oh, ye gates, glory to God. See, some of us are in turmoil and we can't see God because we're not looking up. Hallelujah. He said, lift up. See, God sees us as a gate. Glory to God. He sees us as a, we said access granted, right? He sees us as a gate. He sees us as, come on. He sees us as an opening to pour into.
Yes.
That's why he always say overflow. That's why he always say, I want to pour into you. I want to add to you.
Yes.
Glory to God. Because that's how he sees us, praise God. He wants to add and pour into and increase.
Yes. Yes.
Mm, my God. Lift up your heads. Hallelujah. It said, and the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Glory to God. Do you know who he is? Glory to God. Do you know who you carrying around with you? Glory to God. Do you know who said access granted? Glory to God. You got to know what he has in order to understand, amen, what you got access to.
Amen.
You got to know who he is.
I
tell people all the time, why are you asking for peace like that? Lord, give me peace, Jesus. Lord, give me peace. Do you have God? Well, you already got it.
Yeah.
We know we pray like that. We pray, Lord, give me peace. Lord, I need just a little more grace. Lord, I need this, that, and the other. He said, what's wrong with you? I'm in you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You already have it.
Yeah.
You already have it. This message today should help you, praise God.
Yes.
Understand that you already have everything that you need.
Amen.
That's why you should receive God.
Yes.
We ask for a little bit out of the benefit package. And you know, if you apply for a job and they tell you you're getting benefits, you ain't going to go in there and say, just give me the dental. I just want the dental. I don't want the rest of that. You know, my eyes are fine. Yeah. I don't need medical. I just want to get my teeth fixed. I got a little cavity. You don't say that. You want that whole benefit package. So what am I trying to help you with today? It said, who shall? Who shall? Will it be you? Do you want the whole benefit package? Come on, hallelujah. Well, let me tell you a secret. You already got it. Hallelujah. Access granted. Hallelujah. So I'm gonna tell you to jump up and down, turn around three times, get on bit. No, you already got it. So I'm gonna tell you, go ahead and let the ankle hit you in the head three times. Jump on one foot, run down the sidewalk, and you got it. No, you already have it.
Amen.
If you jump three times, your house is on the way. Run around the church and come back. God said if you run around the church and come back, you won't get that breakthrough. You need to stand flat footed and say, well, I got Jesus.
Yes.
Already got it.
Hallelujah.
Jump on one foot, pat your head. Climb the stairs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. This is good to me. Amen.
Amen.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. What you fighting for? What you fighting for? Why you fighting? Why you disturbed? Why you up every day talking about what I gotta do next? The Lord say, I do that. What you? Who you gonna fight? I went to this church one time. I was ignorant at the time. Went to the church one time. The prophet said, come here. Come here, Dallas.
I was young.
He said, come on. Put my hand on. I want you to fight. I want you to hit my hand. And I want you to fight. After I came out of there, I was still dealing with what I was dealing with. It didn't help me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And God had to teach me. He said, I already got that. All I require of you is to believe.
Yeah.
I just need you to claim it.
Right.
Come on, hallelujah. Come on, a lot of us sitting on a whole lot of money, we won't even go get it.
Yeah.
We got fear in us. Come on. Somebody that said it ain't going to work. Somebody that told you, well, you need to sit down somewhere.
Yeah.
God didn't tell you go look at no house, go look at no building, go do all that. Sit down somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Well, I heard this, praise God, in my spirit. God didn't put us under a faith walker like this for us to be sitting around talking about, I guess that might work if I just three phone days. Nah. Do it now.
Yes.
Do it now.
Amen.
Step out on faith. For your end-in experience. Glory to God. So guess what, praise God. Pastor said you're going to get a car, praise God. Every time they told me to go get something, guess what? I called somebody and said, well, they say I need this. They say, here it is. They say I need this. They say, come get it. Come on, because it's an end-in experience, praise God. If God said it, it's going to happen.
Amen.
My kids even know that, praise God. When they were little, I told them my faith. And I told them little songs in the room and say, if God said it, it's gonna happen. If God said it, it's gonna to tell you today. If you can say if God said it, they're gonna say it's gonna happen. Because it's in their spirit.
That's right.
Y'all need to get that in your spirit.
Right.
If God said he gonna take the debt out your life, it's gonna happen.
Hallelujah.
If God say you gonna be healed, it's gonna happen. If God say he gonna save your family, it's gonna happen. If God say he gonna get your son off of drugs, it's gonna happen. If he say he gonna get your daughter off of drugs, it's gonna happen. If they're gonna deliver from prostitution, it's gonna happen. He said it's gonna fill this church to capacity. We're not gonna be able to fit. It's gonna happen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
I'm almost done. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates. He said it again.
Yeah.
Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in.
Yeah.
That's access granted right there, y'all.
Yeah.
Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. Y'all know what host means?
Yeah.
A host is a servant.
Yeah.
So you mean the creator of all things is a servant?
Uh-huh.
You mean he's here to serve who? Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Who is God? Listen.
Amen.
Y'all don't get it. He said, if you humble yourself, receive my son that gave his life on the cross, praise God. And I looked out on this earth and see my son's blood. Guess what? Access granted.
Access granted.
Amen. Am I making this real plain?
Yes.
So he looked down here, he sees his son's blood, and he says, access granted. So when you open up the trumpet of Zion, which is your mouth, and you sound that trumpet of Zion, he say, I have to show up. When he sees faith, praise God, he says, I have to show up. When he hears his child say, Lord, I need you, he said, wait a minute, I got to show up. Oh, come on now, hallelujah. When he sees you crying in the midnight hour, praise God, he say, I got to show up. Because my word promised him that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He said, I got to show up. Glory to God. The Lord of hosts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the King of Glory. Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. He's saying the King of Glory. Come in. Hallelujah. The King of Glory shall come in. Glory to God. The King of Glory shall come into your home. The King of Glory shall come into your heart. The King of Glory shall come into your finances. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's that time to come out of that place of doubt. And out of that place of fear, praise God. Because God has our best interest at heart. Amen. So on this week, praise God, anytime a bill come or a challenge come, praise God, just remember, amen, who is the King of Glory? Amen. The one that gave you access. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord some praise. What a word, what a word, what a word, what a word. You have access granted to you. Amen. To receive from the Lord. Amen. The Lord wants you to know that it's for you. Amen. It's for you. It's not for them. Amen. No, it's for you. Amen. Amen. It's for us.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. That we've got to go before the Lord. And just, I think, the summit of the Lord is looking for somebody that's sincere.
Amen.
Amen. All that thinking that you got it all together, no, no, no. You got to know that the Lord knows that without Him, you can do nothing. Amen. But if you honor and reverence Him, amen, you got His attention on.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Well,
we got a blessed day.
Many times we hold on too long. Them things in the past should have been gone. We go through it, but we learn and we let it go. Put it in the trash, throw it out the window. I understand how it feels when you get hurt. You put your heart on the line, but it didn't work. You put your time on the line, but it didn't work. But you keep looking back, so it didn't work. Man, you better ask somebody. You better forget it before you hurt somebody. While you sitting at home, looking sad, feeling sick. Thinking about the past, while your blessings get missed, man. So before your time's up, you better press on, cause tomorrow ain't promised. So in the morning when you open your eyes up, count it all joy, cause you able to rise up.
Every time I wake up in the morning, I just wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
And when I hear them birds out there humming,
oh yeah,
I just wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
That's right.
Cause I'm ready. Don't worry about it.
Woo. Come on.
Don't you, don't you, don't you.